Blog Talk Radio. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris, and we are in Bible study day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we are in end time revelation. You know, I just love the Lord. I tell you, it's so awesome to just have a relationship with Him, to be able to worship and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. To bless His name. To lift Him up. Amen. And glorify Him. Oh, He's worthy, saints. He's worthy. I don't care what the enemy tried to do to you. God is able to deliver you. He's able to bring you out. I'm so sensitive in the spirit. I had gone out a few weeks ago and I had wore my hair. I usually put on a wig. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I wear wigs. And as I put it on my head, wore my hair, amen, a spirit attacked my head. And so I came home and I said, God, I feel this on me. And few days passed by, you know, I prayed about it. I said, God, you got to get this off of my head. And I seen in a vision where it was a big old brown snake had wrapped, coiled around my head. You see, spirits will attack you anywhere. They don't have to come from people. They don't have to come from anything you touch. But they fly in the air all the time, and they look for targets. And because of who Christ is in my life, Satan had decided that he wanted to just wrap around my head. So I told God, I said, God, I said, you got to get the spirit off of my head. I said, I feel it, I feel it. I couldn't see it, so when I did see it, I rebuked it and I bind it. And I went on, I could still feel His presence. And I went on and I laid and I talked to God and I prayed to Him. I said, God, I can't stand it. I said, what He did to me 14 years ago, I cannot stand Him. And I want this spirit off of my head. God immediately moved that demon off of my head. I tell you, I love Him so much. I love Him so much. Saints, I don't care what you're going through. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up and to be glorified. In a span of a day, you don't know what's going on, because you can't see it if you don't have eyes to see. But I say, I'm so drunk in Him right now. I'm so intoxicated in God right now. I'm so worshiping, so happy in God right now. I bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I made a vow to worship Him. I glorify His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. I bless you. You did to me what my mother and father couldn't do. You gave me the love that no man could give. I bless you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God. I'm asking you to look upon the ministers today. Let them know your greatness. Let them know how to worship you, how to come in and praise and bless your holy name. Let them know that, God, you can do everything but fail. I yield my members. I'm not ashamed. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody do. I don't care what the devil himself try to do. I'm not interested in him, for I found my niche, my hookup, my hiding place, my resting place. When I'm weary, I can go to you, God, and you will help me. When I'm lonely, I go to you, and you fulfill that loneliness. Oh, I praise you, God. I praise you, God. I love you. I love you, God. I'm learning how to worship you despite of what I'm going through. Despite of what I've had to go through. Lord, if I had looked into my future, Lord, if I would have known me before I could even know me in essence to coming down here. Into the earth realm. I wouldn't give up the honor to worship you. The angels, they praise and worship you. But they don't know the human side and the human suffering. But God, you're so holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise your name. I give you praise. All honor and all the glory. I praise and bless his name, saints. Lord, have mercy. If you only knew. Thank you, Jesus. If you only knew. I yield myself to him. Amen. You know, this is Bible study day. And we always start off with a thought. Amen. And I give God glory for the thoughts. Amen. Because we need to meditate upon the word. Amen. The word is exactly what it say it is. It literally helps. It literally heals. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just continue to just saturate myself in those scriptures. Amen. I continue to pick up that Bible and read the scriptures. Amen. Because they are important to me in sustaining my life and my children's life and those that I pray for. I'm a prayer warrior. Don't mind praying. I don't mind knocking some devils in the head, because if I get hold to them, I'm going to kill them. Amen. I was in a dream the other night, and the enemy was literally trying to do something I didn't like. Amen. Concerning my baby. Amen. And I began to fight that devil, and I whooped him. I mean, I whooped that devil. Amen. But I want you to listen to this thought. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, you say, the word of the preacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit had a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? One generation passeth away, and then another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth. The sun goeth down and hasteth to its place where it arose. The wind
go it toward the south and turn it about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to its circuit. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. How awesome he is. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither return it again. All things are full of labor. A man cannot utter it. The eyes is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ears full of hearing. The things that have been is it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Under the sun. Thank you, Jesus. There is no new thing under the sun. I believe that, amen, this was written in essence to what God said. Because everything that Satan has tried to do concerning God's people and concerning God is all written in the Bible. Amen. And the writer was letting us know there ain't nothing new going to happen because it's all been written down. Satan can't come in with nothing new in this end time and say there's a change and he done made it right with God or he done did this. Because he was a murderer from the beginning and he abided not in the truth. And because of who God is, God had to write the book. And the book was sealed. And I don't care what Satan tried to do in the middle. With the forming of this one world government that he's trying to do, with the bringing of the Antichrist, the Bible said there's no new thing. That means that he can't add on to it. He can't make no changes and no adjustments to it. We can sit on a computer and I type, and I make more typos than a little bit, and I can't see them because I'm half blind. But I can make those changes. But Satan can't make a change in what God has written. But Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the ending. Amen. Those of you that have the sacrament, amen. The Lord's Supper, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I always do that, amen, as often as we come together because I know who Jesus is. And I love him so much. And we're going to take that now. For the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory today. I just feel so blessed. I want to be able to impart that blessing into you, no matter what you're going through. I worship just a few minutes ago, and I praised him. Hold on, saints. Don't faint in adverse times, because God can pull through for you. He told me some time ago, he said, you're going to reap if you faint not. So my job is to keep myself from fainting. And in order to keep myself from fainting, I'm reminded of what the words say, that victory is ours. In the book of Corinthians 11 chapter, starting at the 24th verse, it says, and he, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you may take it now. And then in the 25th verse, it says, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, amen, you might take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The grass withered, and the flower faded away. But the word of the Lord shall stand forever. I give you praise, God, for the teaching today. I give you all the honor and all the glory. I thank you, Father God. Amen. So get your pens and paper ready. Amen. You know, I told you in past, amen, broadcast, and I always try to bring this up, that economy is failing. Amen. But we have a Goshen. We have a land that we're getting, some of us are getting ready to acquire. Amen. Because God is going to put the money in your hands to purchase this land, as well as other resources that you're going to be able to tap in or be able to utilize for your livelihood, and as well as keep yourself from accepting the mark of the beast. Well, amen. Because of our land of Goshen, one of the things that God has given us is 7 years of plenty, and then after that, the economy is going to get real bad. Now, I looked at the news today, and I want to tell you some of the things about the G20 summit. You know, I had given you information on what the G20, the summit, literally why it was brought into fruition and the purpose of it, amen, some time ago, so I don't have to repeat that so many times. But the G20 said today on the CNN, themoney.com, that news that I listened to, that six countries are recovering from the economic crisis. And I'm going to tell you these six countries that they say are recovering. But I'm telling you, that's only to help us with our land of Goshen for these 7 years. And then after that, then you're going to see where it's going to literally collapse, because the money, the value of the money is going down. One of them is Japan, China, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the United States, amen. And if we look at what the GDP is 1%, the inflation is 1.5%, unemployment is still up at 9.7%. The economy, it looks good, it's going to benefit for a few days, but saints, we as Christians, and that are of the body of Christ, need to understand that God has given us a financial system, and it's not in monetary values. It's in the resources, the land and the resources. Because when war breaks loose and all of these problems come in, amen, the Antichrist is literally, he's getting ready to take his position. Amen. Now, I don't know when he's coming in, so don't lie and say that I said that on Blog Talk. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but all I know is what God is telling me to tell you, because all of this could be effective as far as the future is concerned. I wouldn't want to go into a store and look at a garment and couldn't buy it because I didn't obey what my mother told me before I left the house. So if I obey what God is telling me before I leave and try to do anything, then I'll be able to survive. So God has given instructions, and I told you one thing that we're going to have to do is seek to be entrepreneurs. Now, you can go on web pages, and they'll give you steps on how to become entrepreneurs, how to manage, amen, and how to tap into your vision in order to survive. Amen. And one of the things that you do, you're going to have to do research. You're going to have to do a lot of searching out what's going to be beneficial to you in the area and the location that you're living in. Because if unemployment is up, then you can see that if you're not in the right location, what you have to market for yourself, amen, is going to be of non-effect. So you have to look at all of that. And then it say the market is 18.3%. Interest rate is 0% to 0.25%. The U.S. economy appears to be stabilizing after declining for four straight quarters, but the recovery has been tepid so far. Amen. Amen. And God is holding back a lot of things from coming, amen, so that we can get our Goshen. Amen. The financial market has shown signs of improvement, and interbank lending has largely returned to normal. Consumer spending is still striking due to the outgoing job loss and difficult credit conditions, but it has been stabilized over the past quarter. Furthermore, home sales and new home constructions are beginning to make a long-awaited comeback. Now, I'm telling you, saints, all of this is, amen, media talk, amen. But if you know the word of God, God said, I'm going to give you 7 years of plenty. So in the time that the recession is not so bad, amen, this is the time for us to stack up, amen, and put things in order for the future, even if it don't happen with us or our children. Most parents, amen, that are wealthy leave legacies behind. And I'm not going to speak about color, but there's a certain race that know how to go in and tap in and invest so that their children can have a future. Amen. And all over the world, these various nations, amen, need to tap into the wisdom of God, because it's not going to be in no color or no race, but it's going to be in God in order to be able to stand and withstand what Satan is trying to do, amen, with his one-world government, amen, and the coming future of the Antichrist and God's people. I don't want him, saints. I'm telling you, I've seen so much evil that this thing can do. I walked over, I was in the spirit realm one day, and I walked over and I seen a racial prejudice demon. And I asked him, I said, can't you stop the prejudice in this world? He said, yeah. But he told me, say, I'm not going to do that. Because he belonged to Satan, and he knew how to stimulate those demons to get out there and go in and cause people to hate one another by color alone. But I'm going to tell you, there is quality, there is a wide scope of knowledge and learning and professionalism in every race. Amen. So there are inventors of whites, blacks, Chinese, Japanese, well-known scientists in all races. But we as humans have tried to make it seem like one race is better than the next. But I'm telling you, hell is enlarging itself, and ain't no race no greater, because all races that don't serve God are going to hell. But you're going to have to learn how to tap into what God has given you as far as entrepreneurship. And then you're going to have to learn how to cultivate the land and how to live and do. Because a lot of this stuff, amen, when it hits you in your face, you can't say that you was blinded and you didn't understand and you didn't know. Because I'm telling you, what Satan does in the spirit realm, you can't see it, but you will feel it. Amen. These demons are strategically located. They have hatred for God and his people. They are well organized, and they come in pairs. If you see a man demon, you're going to see a woman demon. They're going to work on every aspect of your life. For those that are single, they're going to work on you as far as sex is concerned. They're going to have you wanting sex. They're going to have you trying to do sex. They're going to show you all kind of nasty dreams. They're going to entice you to be in incest, pornography, and all of this lust and masturbation and all of these things that Satan tried to do. And those that, amen, have just like a desire just to have companionship and are lonely, then the demons are going to work on that with drugs and alcohol. So they're working on you to tear you down and destroy you, and you can't see it. And it's time for us as the body of Christ now to understand the spiritual side of us. If that spirit man is not developed, when the enemy come in upon you, I'm telling you, he will challenge your mind, and he will make a shipwreck out of your life, and you won't know what to do. And then you carry that on, and then your second and third and fourth generation will be in the same mess you're in. But God has a way out, saint. He has a way out, and he can work on and defeat what the devil is doing in the spirit realm if you only hold on to his unchanging hand. And one of the things they had said, that the masses, 787.2 billion stimulus bill is also expected to give GDP a boost in the current quarter. Amen. So God is allowing these things to be so that we can tap into resources and begin to get hold of stuff, because it's getting ready to get real bad, saints. It's getting ready to get real bad. The recession is very likely to over a point, amen, in time, amen, not get any better, saints. Amen. So the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said last week that the recession is very likely to, improved, amen. But he also added it is still going to feel like a very weak economy for some time. When he said that, he made the statement clear, amen. He don't know what he was talking about as far as, I mean, what God has in mind. But he was saying it in essence that it looked like it's improving, but it still is weak. But yet and still at the same time, he feel that there is hope. Well, the only hope there is in God. So learn how to tap into various, amen, entities. Like they have grants out and they have all kind of lending institutions. And then go in and do research on how to market your entrepreneurship and what locations you need to be in because of what's going to happen. And then remember, your greatest assets is going to be your land. And then he said, littered with the unemployment, amen, it's really, amen, rising, amen, and it's not getting any better. And then with our wages, amen, then unemployment, and those literally that are getting hired on these jobs, the wages are so low that it's hard to maintain your livelihood. So you're really going to have to understand that Satan and what he's trying to do with this one world government, amen, you're going to have to literally tap into what God is saying. Get into that land of Goshen. And one of the things I told you, that the people are going to look at the Antichrist for is he's going to use a system that will cause the people, amen, to believe that he is highly intelligent. He will utilize the Bible as a tool in order to cause the world to believe he has all the answers, amen. And he's going to go right into, amen, Genesis 49, where Joseph, amen, had showed Pharaoh how to save nations of people, amen. And so he's going to have the people to think that he's intelligent, but he's going to use that strategy. But God said no. He said he's going to give, amen, that strategy to the saints first because of what's getting ready to come in the earth realm, amen. And because of these strategies, Satan will desire the Antichrist, amen, to be so, what people say, intelligent, that he would literally capture the world, amen, through his belief that he's able to go in and relieve the nations from the economic problems. So that's our focus, amen. And I wrote this over in my newsletter back in the 90s. But our focus, first focus, should have been on the economic situations in America a long time ago, amen. And we wouldn't be in what we're in today, amen. Thank you, Jesus. When all the unemployment, amen, checks run out, and all of the welfare and social life that helps with people with education and stuff like that is concerned, so that they can function, and welfare and what is that, clinics and stuff like that run out, all the resources run out, then you won't be able to survive, because the Antichrist is going to put everything into his hand. And thank you, Jesus. So we are looking again at trying to maintain ourselves. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's a land of Goshen. So get into the computer and begin to look up various things that God has given you a vision on as far as being an entrepreneur, and begin to tap into those, because he's telling you to tap into them. That means that he's getting ready to bless you in that area. Some of us are writers. Some of us are very skillful as far as agriculture is concerned, and many other various gifts that we have, and we can utilize them and sell and market, amen, what God has given us. Some of us are inventors, amen, and we let those inventions go to waste. One of the things that these invention companies will do, they'll say, well, give us your information, and they don't give you the whole scope of what they're getting ready to do, and then they'll tell you at the next letter, well, we can't, help you with your inventions until you send us $400. Well, you done showed them your vision and dream, and they take it, and they'll put it over in another state or another country where you don't even know that it's being utilized, and they gain. I had one to do me like that, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I went to California, and I heard my cousin tell me about a certain machine that they had made, and it was in the medical field, and how people used that, amen, for their gain, but it wasn't there until I had given my invention away, amen. So next we need to focus on the military, and I told you about the military and what's going on today. The laws and the government, amen, itself is literally has passed legislation for homosexuals to be in the army of and the military, literally, of the United States. That's one of the worst things that they have could have done. Homosexuals should have no part in being around people that are married, that have hope, that want to have a future, that want to have hope, because homosexual is a demon, and it spreads its nastiness, I will put it like that. And people, once they are under that influence, they become up under a spell, amen, and their minds have now been adhered to the things that are carnal-minded and will cause problems. So the Antichrist, he's not going to want to marry. He has love for money and riches and land and all that he can obtain. So we have to look at this here. America has left God, and they're allowing every kind of demon to come in and create a problem. So with the military, amen, you're going to find out it's going to be a whole lot different than what it used to be, amen. But war is going to increase, amen, and sufferings of lives and starvation is going to increase, amen, and it's already there now, amen. America and a few states and a few nations just have a little privilege, amen, to obtain. And while you have the rights to obtain through God, it's not through man, you can go into a bank and continue to go until you get what you want. Go into a bank and borrow that money and invest that money in resources. Amen. One of the things that God had told Joseph, amen, and them how to make a reserve as far as the money was concerned, and the foods were concerned, the crop was concerned, and the land was concerned. So Joseph had a federal reserve, amen, that would take care of the needs of the people. When the money ran out, and the money's going to run out with us, paper money's going to run out, amen. Then he took, amen, and he bought the lands, and he hired the people out, the things. But there will be a temple built, amen, and it's going to be two temples, amen, because Jesus, amen, will not dwell in an unclean temple. He's not going to, it wouldn't be appropriate for Jesus to come and dwell in the same temple where the Antichrist dwells. That's defilement, amen, and he don't want that defilement. The first one, the Antichrist will dwell in, and the last Christ will dwell in, Ezekiel chapter 40 and about the temple that will be built for Christ, amen. It's going to be totally different from what people are seeing and hearing and what they're getting ready to try to build. Christ will not dwell in an unclean temple, be it your body or the building that he will dwell in for the thousand-year reign. There will be two Antichrists, and I say that again, that will come out of Lebanon, amen, and that's the Father and Son, amen. One will reign for a short time. Then after 70 years has passed, the last Antichrist will reign. This is the one that will fight in the battle at Armageddon in the Valley of Jezreel. They will come out of the bloodline and the tribe of Dan, amen, and I give God the glory, Abraham's first son, Ishmael, amen, that was birthed forth by Hagar. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And that means that the Antichrist is going to show that he has doubled in the bloodline. Amen. But he is not of God. He's not of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you about Dan. Amen. And why he's coming out of Dan. Dan was literally made extinct. Amen. Over a period of time when they had divided. Joshua had divided the land and given all the tribes their inheritance. One of the things that Dan did, he was some of his assigned land was by the Mediterranean Sea, and he never could conquer the Phoenicians, amen, those that were in that area, and they ended up marrying and intermingling with them. That made a mixed bloodline, and Dan's tribe literally became extinct. You can read Ezekiel chapter 17:1 through 24, and it gives you great information about the Father and the Son as being the Antichrist. They're coming out of Lebanon, and Lebanon is mystery of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Amen. And one of the reasons why it's named that is because it is a merchant city. It is a merchant state. It is a merchant nation. Everybody that's going to buy or sell or trade is going to go into Lebanon because it's near the Mediterranean Sea. The Antichrist is going to set up that part of his government as far as the economy is concerned in Lebanon. It has great accessibility, the Mediterranean Sea does, to every opening of seas that can come into America, Japan, China, all of those openings, amen, for import and export. So I'm going to leave you at this, and I'm going to go into, amen, part two of the teaching, amen, and tell you some more about, amen, what God is saying about the Antichrist and why we are geared to do the things we do as far as being our own entrepreneurs and getting our land of Goshen. It's very important, saints. It's very important. In order to keep from accepting the number of the beast, in order to keep from accepting what Satan's Antichrist is going to try to do to us, we're going to have the mark of Jesus Christ, and we're going to have to learn how to live holy and a righteous life. There's going to be the Battle of Armageddon, but also on land when Jesus fight at the Battle of Armageddon in the Valley of Jezreel, amen, with the Antichrist. There's going to be a natural battle as far as wars can be seen, but in the heavens, there's going to be a spiritual battle, and Jesus has already obtained the victory. The spiritual battle, amen, has been won. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Hello?